Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 as we get ready for Giants baseball. Travis Ishikawa is back. Wow, did you ever see this day coming?
Honestly, when I left here, I didn't. I mean, I kind of always dreamed of it, you know, kind of living in the area, so it would always be great just to, you know, be close to home. But I just, you know, Belt doing what he's done, I didn't think they would, you know, they'd have the need for me, but, you know, here we are.
Yeah, it shows the full circle of baseball. Take us through this year for you and how you ended up here, because you've been around.
Well, this year is actually a little bit better than last year. This year, I had signed a minor league deal with Pittsburgh, lo and behold, and made the team out of camp, was the opening day starter at first base, and, you know, spent 3 weeks with them. Well, come out for a game, I'm not starting. I come out, and they announce in the first inning, Pirates trade for Ike Davis. So I had 9 innings to think about, okay, in what scenario am I still here tomorrow? And I couldn't think of one. So go figure. I got designated that night and, you know, cleared the waivers, took my free agency, and surprisingly, San Francisco was one of the first teams to call, and you know, just they sounded like they had a really good opportunity here. You know, obviously Belt was doing his thing, but you know, I think it's more kind of, you know, being the lefty off the bench and just trying to provide some some backup at first, and you know, the pinch hitting I've been doing for a long time. You know, so just went to Fresno, and you know, it's been an up and down year down there. Luckily, it was finally figured some stuff out, and just very blessed to be here. Just very blessed.
Well, believe me, the fans are thrilled, as you can tell from the reception you're getting. Travis Ishikawa is back. You're a good pinch hitter, and even, you know, the big years here, good pinch hitter. Why is that? What's your philosophy?
I don't really have one. I don't know. I think the biggest thing was I with Aubrey here in 2010, I knew I wasn't going to play, and so I was able to finally just kind of switch my focus from trying to be a starter to you know, all right, well, if I'm going to be the pinch hitter, I'm going to be the best pinch hitter I can be. And I put all my focus and attention on that one at bat or that one inning on defense. And I think just changing that approach and that mindset of, as being used to starting and playing every day to, okay, I'm going to be a pinch hitter in this day, I think was the biggest thing.
But, you know, it's funny, you've been around. How old are you now?
30.
All right, 30. All right, he's a young man still. But the game is changing a little bit, that every relief pitcher that comes in is throwing 95, and you got to get ready for that kind of pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed it since my first time getting called up, and you know, you see it all around. I don't think nearly as frequently in AAA, but they have the hard throwers there, so we got to adjust and make adjustments. The same thing here. It's the same game. You just got to make those adjustments.
Have you been following the Giants even out of the corner of your eye since leaving?
You know, here and there. You know, I don't go on every night and check scores or anything like that, but, you know, obviously I saw that the run they had in 12 was fantastic. And you know, obviously the start of this year, even when I was still with Pittsburgh, the hot start they got off to. So, you know, I mean, you know, this is the first home I knew, and it's so exciting, and I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, you've got a World Series ring.
Yeah, I was able to get that first one, so it was good.
All right, now you're back, as you say, part-time first baseman, maybe a left-handed bat off the bench. What's the best part of your game these days, or what do you sell? And Giants coming to get you, what are they looking for with you?
Well, obviously, the defense has always been there. I've always taken pride in my defense, so, you know, obviously with Belt does a fantastic job too, so I don't know how much they'll need that, but I think the big thing that I bring to the table is just, you know, one, I've got the familiarity with this organization. I grew up, spent 11 years of my life here. I've got the experience, you know, I've had some big league time as the pinch hitter late in the game, you know, hopefully with a game on the line, that Boach would have the confidence in me to hopefully get the job done and come through and help get the Giants some wins.
Well, it explains it all. Travis Ishikawa with us. What kind of year are we having down in Fresno? How are things going down there?
Started off hot, got really cold for a while, and just recently started getting hot again, swinging a hot bat. So hopefully that's the reason why, and hopefully I can continue to keep swinging that hot bat up here and help this team out.
Plus, you understand Giants Dodgers. You do understand that.
I do understand it. I've been a part of it a little bit, and obviously, you know, last weekend was tough, so let's move forward and try to get those guys and not look back.
Different clubhouse from the last time you're here. I think of the veterans. You mentioned Huff and Burrell and Freddie Sanchez and Rowan for a period of time, and really was kind of a different club. How does it look to you?
You know, there's a lot of new faces. I think the good news is I've been around this game long enough, so I recognize a lot of those faces. I think a lot of those guys recognize my face, you know, from playing against system, so it doesn't feel as uncomfortable as coming into a clubhouse not knowing anybody. But there's still a good core of guys, you know, Buster and Timmy and Maddie and, I mean, Sergio, Jeremy, Javi, all those guys, Buster, Pablo. I mean, all those guys were part of that team. So I feel like I'm back home.
All right, one last thought for you. The next trip takes you back to Milwaukee and Miller Park. How about that?
Well, I'm looking forward to facing a team that I haven't played for. So obviously I love Milwaukee. I love my time there. It's a great organization, great park, great place to play. It'll be good to see those guys. But again, you know, I'm a Giant now, so we got to get those wins.
Well, you wait to the ovation you get when you come up for that first at bat. Yeah, do you expect it? I know it's going to happen.
I actually my first at bat in Fresno, I got a really good ovation, I appreciate that. You know, you get these Giants fans, and they've been so good and supportive, and you know, I hear nothing but good things. It's ever since I re-signed with Fresno, everybody's telling me they want me back up, and you know, I'll just do my best and hopefully I don't disappoint.
Well, I take the calls. Believe me, they like you.
Oh, great. I thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, that's Travis Ezekiel. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.